Someone asked me if they could recite Kaddish for a non-Jew. So there's actually a tshuva by Rav Ephraim Oshri from the Kovna Ghetto. He wrote a series of tshuvos called Mima Makim. And in volume 3, tshuva number 8, he writes, and I'll just translate it for you. In 1945, shortly after our liberation, Moshe Segel came to me with the following question. He had been saved by a Gentile woman who, at enormous risk to herself, had hidden him in her basement together with 10 other Jews, providing them all with food and shelter until the liberation. After the war, when these Jews wanted to repay her in some way for a great compassion, they discovered to their deep sorrow that she had died right after the liberation. The idea took root in their minds to say Kaddish for her, and Reb Moshe Segel was chosen for the task. His question was whether it is permissible to say Kaddish for a Gentile. And in this tshuva, Rav Oshri cites a Yerushalmi that's cited by the Sefer Chasidim, who said that a non-Jew who did good deeds, Shenachri she'asa tovas l'Yisrael, the non-Jew who did good deeds for a Jew, Yechom levakesh me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu lispalel avuro she'yikal b'dino. So you can ask for mercy from Hashem and to daven that he should have a good judgment. And he cites Yerushalmi, which said what? Yerushalmi Megillah, it said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech lomar v'gam charbona zachur latov, l'fi shedibur al haman. That on Purim you say that charbona should be remembered for good. Charbona, according to this, was a non-Jew who spoke in a way that made sure that Haman would be killed. So he cites that. He also cites the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that cited Rav Chanina Sganei Kohanim, who says that we should pray for the welfare of the government, have a mispalo b'shlomo shel malchus, and this refers to a non-Jewish government. And then he cites the tshuva by the Zakan Aaron, who said also that you're allowed to recite Kaddish for the neshama of a non-Jew. Now, a more common case perhaps came up by to Rav Avad Yosef in Yichaveh Das Chelek Vav Siman Samech about a Ger Tzedek, someone who's a convert, who's not halachically related to his biological father. And the question was whether after the father's death, if the child could say Kaddish for the neshama of the parent. We know again, Ger Shenis Gayer K'katan Hanola Dami, that a convert, someone who converts, he's like a child. He's not related halachically to his father. Nevertheless, he cites the Sefer Chasidim, who said that you can't ask for mercy, even though he also cites a seemingly conflicting Sefer Chasidim, who said that a convert who asks for mercy for his father and mother won't help. So there seems to be conflicting Sefer Chasidim. And the Shulchan Aruch said that he cites a Shulchan Aruch who said you can ask for mercy for a mumar. He still is a Jew, but a mumar is someone who basically is completely non-observant and who did good deeds for Jews. So certainly here, that would mean obviously then a parent who brought you into this world. He did a certain, certainly did a tova. So certainly you should say Kaddish. And then he says that it might be an issue if, let's say, in a situation where, let's say, they take turns, they alternate, and only one person says Kaddish, and you take away someone else's Kaddish, and you're a convert, you're saying it for a parent, and it might be confusing to people. But Rav Avad Yosef says, well, but for us, that we all say Kaddish together, a bunch of people say Kaddish, not only said by one person, Kaddish Yasom. And therefore he thought that you shouldn't stop at Ger Tzedek, who wants to say Kaddish for his biological father. And finally, Rav Yaakov Ariel in Ba'ohelo Shel Torah, Chelek Aleph Siman Samech, what he argues is that if you think about that the source of Kaddish is from a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Chav Tes, Viskadalti, Viskadashti, that Viskadal comes from a pasuk saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make himself great and sanctify himself. He should make himself known for all the nations. The source of Yiskadal V'Yiskadash is actually a time where is actually a pasuk which talks about that the whole world should know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. So Kaddish is a larger prayer, not just for Jews, but seems to reflect the time. We hope that the whole world believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Additionally, Rav Ariel, so he thought that there's nothing inherently wrong to say Kaddish for a non-Jew, but he did point out that maybe the best place to say Kaddish is for a non-Jewish parent would be after Aleinu. After all, Aleinu is split into two different paragraphs. The first paragraph focuses on particularism, the uniqueness of being Jewish. You made us different than the other nations of the world. But the second half of Aleinu is all about, we have a mission, we're trying to tikkun olam, to convince the whole world to believe in one God, and we hope, as we end the Aleinu, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'hoya Hashem echad u'shmocha, we hope for a day, a time, when everyone will believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And so there's a universal aspect to the end of Aleinu, so it makes sense, perhaps, as Rav Ariel, to recite Kaddish for a non-Jew specifically after Aleinu. And as we pray for all the people in the world, it makes sense to add a special prayer for non-Jews that we wish to offer, that we wish to honor. So again, it seems from a number of sources that it should be okay and legitimate to pray and to recite Kaddish for a non-Jew.